This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The governor giving an update on the Central Texas flood tragedy. We now know 135 people have died. Governor Abbott held this latest briefing from San Angelo, which got over 14 inches of rain on the 4th of July.
One person died in San Angelo due to the floods. There were hundreds of water rescues as homes and buildings were submerged in waters as deep as 15 feet. Abbott credits the city and county's success in dealing with the floods on the training given to first responders and the actions of the Texas Department of Emergency Management.
On July the 3rd, the state deployed Texas Task Force 1 boat crews to be here and be available in the event they were needed. And it turned out they were needed.
More sad news in Kerr County, where the number of deaths rose to 116 as recovery teams continue their searches. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, ordinary people with extraordinary stories, and we keep hearing those stories from the floods. Today, Louisiana's governor honored a college student named Emma Fultz for her bravery. She helped evacuate 14 of her campers during the floods. Camp Mystic. She says her primary focus is keeping the little girls calm as they prepped to get campers from cabins closer to the floodwaters.
Our main focus was just keeping our girls entertained and safe and happy.
The governor gave her the Distinguished Civilian Service Medal. That's the highest civilian honor that the state offers. This happened at a streamed ceremony at the Capitol.
Well, meanwhile, tropical weather is moving along the Gulf Coast with its aim on Texas. And Governor Abbott has activated several state agencies and departments ahead of the disturbance, which is currently affecting coastal areas of Louisiana. Now, Abbott says the Texans are urged to take all necessary precautions for potential tropical weather. A number of state resources will be made available if needed, including the National Guard, as well as the Texas Division of Emergency Management.
Other news, Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver caused a high-speed hit-and-run crash on Central Expressway. Now he's going to jail.
Rashee Rice will have to spend 30 days in the Dallas County Jail, and he'll be on 5 years of deferred probation. His attorney, State Senator Royce West, says Rice has long wanted to make this right, and he understands the significance of what he did.
Death could have occurred. Okay, he understands that. Someone could have died. He understands that.
Four people were hurt, and there are outside civil lawsuits. A part of the deal includes Rice paying for the medical expenses for the people who were injured in the crash. That totals well into the hundreds of thousands. Along Central Expressway in Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, a judge has now ordered Uvalde County and the UCISD to release their school shooting records. Judge Velia Meza concluded there was no legal or evidentiary support for withholding the information. So County District Attorney Christina Mitchell Busby has said that the release could hinder prosecutions. State Senator Roland Gutierrez represents the area, and he is not hopeful that the records released will lead to more accountability for the failed police response to the shooting.
It's clear to me the powers that be that run the state of Texas, the Republican Party, through this governor, through the attorney general, and through others, don't want the public to see the failure.
Texas is expected to appeal the decision to the Supreme Court. The records released is the result of a lawsuit brought by a coalition of 18 news organizations, including CBS News.
Smell of marijuana leads to the arrest of a murder suspect in Frisco.
An officer pulled a car over on Stonebrook Parkway when he smelled marijuana and asked the two inside to step out while he ran a background check. That's when they say 21-year-old Jonathan Elizalde took off running. After a short chase and the use of a drone, police found him hiding under some bushes. When they checked his car, they found a gun and some pot. They also found out that Elizalde was wanted on a capital murder warrant in Dallas County. The woman he was with was also arrested. She was charged with possession of marijuana and unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon. Both are in the Frisco jail. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Think about Donald Trump. He is a master at changing the subject. But his expertise in that area, it is really being put to the test when it comes to the Jeffrey Epstein case. Trump went off again yesterday on his social media platform. He called the whole thing a hoax again. And remember, he campaigned on this. I'm going to release it. We're going to get the truth out there.
All things, and this was one of the big things.
Called it a hoax, and his MAGA supporters who have turned on him, he called them weak and foolish and, quote, past supporters. And then he doubled down on all of that at a White House news briefing later in the day.
It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats, and some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net, and so they try and do the Democrats' work. They're wasting their time with a guy who obviously had some very serious problems, who died 3-4 years ago. The sad part is it's people that are really doing the Democrats' work. They're stupid people.
So how did that go over in the MAGAverse? How do you think?
If you talk about this, I'm going to excommunicate you. Well, you're not the Pope, bro.
Millions of Americans are not satisfied with what we've been told. And we shouldn't be, because it's been contradictory and insulting to our intelligence every step of the way.
Trump should not be insulting and attacking the people who voted him in and supported him simply because they want answers.
Why'd they say there was thousands of hours of tapes of people doing horrible shit? Why'd they say that?
I can't reconcile this Donald Trump with the Trump that we're seeing right now, the Trump that is gaslighting the public right now, the Trump that I voted for across multiple elections. The Epstein scandal is definitely terminal cancer to Trump's MAGA movement.
Wow. And now even his former vice president, Mike Pence, is piling on.
I think the time has come for the administration to release all of the files regarding Jeffrey Epstein's investigation and prosecution. It's important that we protect the names of the victims. They should be excluded from any disclosure. But whether or not the facts justify charges, I think that anyone who participated or was associated with this despicable man ought to be held up to public scrutiny.
And as we've said, this is one of those rare cases in which the two parties have come together, because the Democrats aren't happy about this whole thing getting spiked either. Dallas area Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett.
I want the swamp, right, to be drained, okay? Listen, let me use their language. So I know he's got something to hide. That's the only reason it's not out there. If this had anything to do with Democrats, baby, it would have been on day one. That promise would have been fulfilled. But he wanted access to those files, and he wanted to see how bad it looked for him. And unfortunately, after having a glimpse, I think he's decided that he just wants to move on and talk about something else.
Doesn't seem to be working right now, though. And adding fuel to the fire, Trump has fired the U.S. attorney who prosecuted Epstein and his girlfriend and procurer, Ghislaine Maxwell, who's now serving a 20-year prison sentence, Maureen Comey, who had served as a federal prosecutor in New York for the better part of a decade. She's out. And that name, Comey, she is the daughter of Trump nemesis and former FBI Director James Comey. Now, the White House has given no reason for the firing, and sources say even Maureen Comey herself wasn't told why she was being shown the door. So this thing continues to snowball.
I think, I mean, this it's going to, and unfortunately, the president, I don't believe the last two, Mike Pence and Jasmine Crocker, I mean, of course, they're going to pile on. But the fact is that the one that was interesting, the podcast bros,
yeah.
you know, the Alex Jones, the Joe Rogan,
Joe Rogan
and
was
so
in
on,
there,
there's,
yeah.
there was a real movement in 2023, 24 for Donald Trump because of what they saw as lawfare. They saw the government turning against him, unfairly prosecuting him. So they all got behind him, and he had a lot of goodwill on that side because he was releasing the RFK, JFK, MLK files. And now for him to turn this around.
Calling them weak and stupid.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's the name calling that they care about so much. It's the inaction. You're trying to tell me something that you said was so flagrant as you were coming into office. And even when you got into office is now nothing?
It's a hoax.
It was all made up. That's unreasonable.
So Ethan Strauss is a host of the House of Strauss podcast, and he says he knows why Trump is so upset.
Some people are so Machiavellian you can't really analyze them. I think Trump is unusual in that he's ever so human, that he's sometimes pure id that people overanalyze. I look at him, I see somebody who's resentful because he feels like he's getting a lot done. And all of a sudden, this is the news cycle. I think that's his perspective on it. If I'm just reading him, I would read him as somebody who has expended a tremendous amount of political capital on the deportations. That's something that a lot of people don't think Americans have the stomach for. Even if they're going to say in a poll that they want the illegal immigration to stop, they might not have the stomach for seeing people actually rousted and pulled into cars and everything else to actually kick people out of the country. Trump is doing that. Theoretically, that is the signature issue of the MAGA movement, the thing they've demanded. So that, in addition to these other policies that he has moved across the finish line, I think that he's resentful of his base for focusing on Epstein when he is, in his mind, presented them exactly what they wanted.
Look at all I did for you people.
I agree with this. This basic analysis of the whole situation, because this is exactly what they wanted. They wanted some kind of situation where we want a clean border, we want to clean up some other policies, and here we go. I've given you all this. I've done more than any other president in the first 4 or 5 months, and this is what you're focusing on?
Look at this. We've got a call. Brian is in Dallas. Brian on line one here on KRLD. Hey, Brian, good morning. What are you thinking?
Hey, Austin, how you doing? And Mike?
How you doing?
Great, man. Just staying in the big D, keeping cool, man.
I'm trying to, too, man. Go ahead.
Hey, real quick, you know, you look at this topic that's been going on for seems like forever. Why aren't we bringing up like this mortgage fraud with Letitia James and now
Adam Schiff?
There you go. I mean, and just wear it out. You know what I'm saying? Because I get where this is at. It's a topic, but this other stuff needs to be brought up too.
Well, it is. I think the difference is that we're talking about the commander in chief,
right, and this is the president,
a district attorney, and then we got a senator. So it's different. I agree that those are issues, but
we're at a slightly higher level.
Yeah,
here.
You're talking about a president who campaigned on this, and
right.
is not providing the goods that he campaigned on.
Well, hey, you know, guys, it's the same thing with Bernie Sanders and all of them. They sit there and they get up there on the podium and point about oligarchs, rich people. Have you guys ever, anybody out there, Google the wealth of these politicians that are pointing the fingers at each other? They're all involved in this high wealth, yachts, mortgages.
Well, that's
politics, baby. It's dirty.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons you get into it.
Yeah, and the point is that Republicans and Democrats, they've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
They'll get mad at one time when it's advantageous for them, and then when it's not, they'll flip.
You work it to your advantage, and Trump does that too. So, hey, we got to run real quick. Got to take a break.
Love the call, though, Brian. Thank you so much.
Call, Brian. Thank you so much. Today, several administration officials, including Attorney General Pam Bondi, who maybe should be in hiding right now, they are there as we speak, taking a tour. News Nation's Tom Dempsey.
Yeah, we got pictures of it right here.
It's up there right now. News Nation's Tom Dempsey covering the story and joins us right now.
Yeah, you said it. This is one of those plans that is literally, you know, playing out right now, and it's a very real plan coming from the Trump administration, because at this very minute right now, the Trump administration is on the island of Alcatraz, sort of touring the facilities, getting a firsthand look at everything. So for our listeners out there, if they're wondering what this is all about, back in May, President Trump posted the Truth Social about wanting to reopen Alcatraz, and not just reopen it, but rebuild it and make it even larger. He says he wants it to be to house some of America's most ruthless and violent offenders. Those are in the that's in the words of President Trump. So today we're talking about Attorney General Pam Bondi, but also Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, who are on the island right now checking things out. I do believe too, Border Czar Tom Homan might be there as well. So there might be sort of an immigration element too, as well as, you know, possibly, you know, people before they get deported from the United States might be sent to Alcatraz Island. But, you know, make no mistake, this is going to be a plan that requires lots of work. If any listeners have been to Alcatraz Island in person, they know exactly what I'm saying. But, you know, there's a lot of work ahead. This is a facility that's very old. It closed down as a federal prison back in 1963. So we're talking about over 60 years. It has not been in operation. And it's very costly. The Federal Bureau of Prisons notes that it was three times more expensive to operate Alcatraz Island versus any other federal prison at the time. And that's because, you know, some of the notable features of this place, it's an island separated. It's in San Francisco Bay. Very cold waters surround it. Strong currents surround it. And it was a very secure facility during its time, as you can imagine, but also very expensive. So this is probably going to require lots of work ahead for the Trump administration. Might take years before it can reopen officially, if that's what, you know, they're aiming to do, which seems very much the case with the Trump administration on the island as we speak right now. But also worth noting too that the National Park Service oversees Alcatraz prison, so the Trump administration going to have to navigate through some federal laws and regulations. So lots of work ahead with this plan, but it looks to be in the early stages right now.
You know, you talked about rebuilding the thing. That's going to be a hell of a price tag attached to this. And there's got to be some, I guess, not so excited reaction coming from some in Washington.
Oh, absolutely. Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, for one, her, you know, her congressional district actually oversees Alcatraz Island in San Francisco Bay. And she called this the stupidest initiative yet of the Trump administration. And she, you know, spoke about how, you know, the Trump team is using, you know, old Hollywood movies, you know, as part of their motivation for wanting to do all this. Another House Democrat was calling this all a publicity stunt and not something that should be taken seriously. But also notable, too, you know, like I said, you know, the Trump administration having to navigate through federal laws and regulations. You know, if this plan ever does make it to the House floor, Speaker Emerita Pelosi noted how Democrats will very much fight back against all of this. And I'm sure they'll be bringing up that big price tag, as I noted, you know, the Federal Bureau of Prisons saying it was three times more expensive to operate this prison when it was actually in operation. And again, you know, if any listeners out there have been to Alcatraz Island, I was looking at the live pictures a short time ago. This is very much an old prison.
Oh,
and when
yeah.
you see it, I mean, it's a shell, some of these buildings here, you know, no windows on it. And President Trump's talking about wanting to maybe even just rebuild the whole thing and make it even larger. So this is a massive project and something that would probably take several years before it could reopen. And, you know, Democrats raising some concerns about it all.
Well, he's right about that. I mean, it's at the point now where you'd be better off just bulldozing the thing and completely
putting something else up there if you wanted to.
Interesting. Tom, thank you so much. We appreciate it. That's great stuff. News Nation's Tom Dempsey with us here on KRLD. The quote from Pelosi, "The only intellectual resources the administration has drawn upon for this foolish notion are decades-old fictional Hollywood movies." But in a way, she's right, because
The two biggest movies.
The name. What's the most famous prison in the country?
That's
Alcatraz.
Right.
Just that name. If this was some abandoned prison in the middle of Kansas, we wouldn't be hearing
Remember
about
it. Remember Sean Connery? Welcome to the Rock. Yeah, with him and Nick Cage. And then the other one, from Alcatraz.
Clint Eastwood Escape. That was 70s. A great movie.
Yeah, there's two great movies about Alcatraz.
Birdman of Alcatraz, if you want to go back a ways.
Who was that?
Burt Lancaster.
Burt Lancaster, that's right.
Yeah, there's been some good ones. But that, again, that's what Pelosi's saying. This is Hollywood. Reality is a little different.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.